The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. And on December 31st, 1979, again and again and again, I have to continue to remember that my life was changed for the better when I picked up a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You see, Napoleon Hill's writing have influenced my life and the lives of millions all over the world to help us to understand that our God-given destiny is to soar as eagles, but you have to stretch yourself before you can soar. And once you have a burning desire, a significant goal, you can stretch much farther than your previously mindset could have even imagined. But how? I suggest that one of those ways that you can do that is by increasing your courage or leadership with your self-confidence. So today's show, we will open with the self-confidence formula from the book Think and Grow Rich. You see, I want to share that you have the ability to achieve the object of your definite purpose in life. But you must first demand of yourself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment. Then you must promise to render such action. That's the first step in the self-confidence formula espoused by Napoleon Hill. The second step says that you must realize that the dominating thoughts of your mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, you must concentrate your thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person you intend to become, thereby creating in your mind a clear mental picture of that person. The third step says that you will then know that through the principles of auto-suggestion, that any desire you persistently hold in your mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, you must devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of yourself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, you must clearly write down a description of your definite chief aim in life. And then you must never stop trying until you have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. The fifth step, you then will fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless it is built upon truth and justice. Therefore, you will then begin to engage in no transaction that does not benefit all whom it affects. You must then succeed, and you will, by attracting to yourself the forces that you wish to use and the cooperation of other people. You are then being induced to serve others because of your willingness to serve them. At this point, you will begin to eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because you know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring you success. This will cause others to believe in you because you will believe in them. The final step says that you will sign your name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day, with full faith that it will gradually your thoughts and actions, so that you will become a self-reliant and a successful person. I can attest personally and professionally that I have begun to memorize this formula for myself, and I've repeated it daily, and I can definitely begin to see, I am seeing actually, the benefit and the difference that it is making in my life. A part of today's show, we are talking about leadership, and Napoleon Hill shares with us 11 factors of leadership. I will just mention them, and then we're going to go to a commercial, and we will share a pre-recorded show discussing the first step, which is unwavering courage. But I will read the factors of leadership into your hearing. The book says, I quote, "The following are important attributes of leadership. First," he states, "unwavering courage, based upon knowledge of self and one's occupation. No follower wishes to be dominated by a leader who lacks self-confidence and courage. No intelligent follower will be dominated by such a leader very long. The second step is self-control. The person who lacks self-control can never control others. Self-control sets a mighty example for one's followers, which the more intelligent will emulate. Third, a keen sense of justice. Without a sense of fairness and justice, no leader can command and retain the respect of his or her followers. Number four, definiteness of decision. Individuals who waver in their decisions show that they are not sure of themselves. They cannot lead others successfully. Number five, definiteness of plans. Successful leaders must plan their work and work their plan. Leaders who move by guesswork without practical definite plans really are comparable to a ship without a rudder. Sooner or later, they will land on the rocks. Number six, the habit of doing more than paid for. One of the penalties of leadership is the necessity of willingness upon the part of leaders to do more than they require of their followers. Number seven, pleasing personality. No slovenly, careless person can become a successful leader. Leadership calls for respect. Followers will not respect a leader who does not grade high on all of the factors of a pleasing personality. Number eight, sympathy and understanding. Successful leaders must be in sympathy with their followers. Moreover, they must understand them and their problems. Number nine, mastery of detail. Successful leadership calls for mastery of details of the leader's position. Number 10, willingness to assume full responsibility. The leaders must be willing to assume responsibility for mistakes and the shortcomings of their followers. If they try to shift this responsibility, they will not remain the leader. If one of their followers makes a mistake and demonstrates incompetence, leaders must consider that it is they themselves who have failed. 11, cooperation. Successful leaders must understand and apply the principle of cooperative effort and be able to induce their followers to do the same. Leadership calls for power, and power calls for cooperation. You see, if you follow these principles in Think and Grow Rich and allow it to become a part of your life, many of us have done this as a part of our International Mastermind Association and the Think and Grow Rich process. But more and more, as the years come, we find that we need a guide. Some of us use the book as a guide. I can personally attest to the fact that this book has helped me to better understand the book. And for those of you that may be wondering, what is the book? The book for me is the Bible. And from reading Think and Grow Rich, it has encouraged me to strengthen my faith and also to stay in the book. Now, at this time, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we thank you in advance for staying with us as we discuss the first step in these 11 factors of leadership, starting with courage.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you for joining our show today. We are at this point going to go to a pre-recorded show, and we thank you in advance for staying with us.
McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu has breakfast, which means you can get the sausage burrito for $1, a sausage McGriddles for $2, and the sausage McMuffin with egg for $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the...
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
More like the I can't believe you did that again meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com. Or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And welcome. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives. And at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, my life was changed. It was changed because I picked up a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And as I began to read the book began to read me. Well, that was a very long time ago. But to fast forward over 30 plus years later, I went from penniless to the first black female contractor in the state of Florida operating at the level that we do. But how is the subject matter of our program today? Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, shares in the chapter that discusses organized planning, he shares 11 major factors of leadership. Now, every intelligent follower follow a leader with courage. But unwavering courage is based upon the knowledge of yourself and of your occupation. Because no leader should lack self-confidence and courage. Because a follower really wants to be dominated by leaders with courage. And when you think about your own courage, how do you grow courage? You grow courage by growing your self-confidence, your intellect, your intelligence, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding of the situation. It is also based upon your past experience of similar situations. For example, another one of my favorite books, the storyteller shares a story about a shepherd boy by the name of David. And David was herding sheep. You know, we are like sheep as people, they say. Well, let's go back to the story. But David was herding sheep. And as an example of building courage, you start with a small test of your courage, and then your courage grows as your problem grows, and then your courage grows as your problem grows. Well, the storyteller says that David, in the protecting of his sheep, first killed the lion. Then he learned to increase his courage to learn how to kill the bear. Now he was better able and prepared by increasing his courage to protect his sheep, better known as people. When he increased that courage to kill Goliath. What Goliaths exist in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any of your affairs of the day that you need courage to learn how to be a better leader? Because remember, leadership is all about courage, according to the factors in this book. Now, we're going to go to a brief break, and we will be back.
So I have a friend who's moved into a new part of town, and he knows that I love business development and marketing and helping businesses thrive when they're facing certain problems. So he asked me, how can I get more people inside my barber chair? How can I get more people trusting me and coming back and becoming clients? And I share with him one of the most important keys that I learned in business today. The amount of money that you make is a direct proportion of the amount of value that you're throwing into the market. If you're not giving people valuable experiences, if you're not giving people things that they value, that you can't expect them to return and reciprocate in terms of money. So I told them, stop giving haircuts and start providing more experiences. Because sometimes people forget what you say, that they'll never forget how you made them feel.
All right, thank you, and we're back. The book continues to share with us that courage is also based upon intelligent planning. You see, planning is essential for success in any undertaking, especially if you intend to make money. You should also know that it is encouraging to know that practically all great fortunes begin in some form of compensation for personal services. And these services are born out of ideas. What ideas do you have? What do you do with your ideas when you get them? Do you have an idea journal? Where you place them? Do you place them on a small sheet of paper? Do you place them in a protected place where you can go back and retrieve them? Well, these ideas generate what we call services if you take the next step. And anybody who owns just a little idea and work that idea will eventually learn how to turn that idea into profit. But leaders and followers, when you think about courage, can also use their words, because words are powerful. Words lift. The famous storyteller tells us that words are like a light for your pathway so that you can see where to go. But words are also used to tell a story that you can help other people learn where to go. So when you think about your spirituality, study, practice, learn, and then teach others, but teach them through your words. Teach them with your stories. And with that, we're going to take another commercial break. This is a very short show, but I wanted to come on and just share the idea of the power of courage and remembering that no leader will ever lead intelligent followers without courage. And it is no disgrace to be a follower. Actually, it is really, on the other hand, it is no credit to remain as a follower. Because many great leaders began, they really started at the bottom learning, like the story we told about David earlier. They became great leaders because they were intelligent followers. And there really are not very many exceptions, because the person who cannot follow, really, think about it, they cannot intelligently lead. They may lead, but not intelligently. And to become an efficient leader, really, you must be a person who people can follow. But it all starts with courage, starting with unwavering courage and just a little courage. And I see we have many listeners. If you would like to ask a question or participate in the show, just press 1 on your dial and we will entertain that question and or comment. And another break.
What's up, everyone? I just had a quick idea to share. You know, I was coming out of Publix and I saw this homeless guy. He was sitting next to the store, and I asked him if he was hungry. He said yes. I go and I buy him food, and I go to pay, and I'm walking outside of the store, and he's no longer there. And so I look for him a little bit, but I have to go, so I just take the food and I go home. But this really came to me in a different way, because I know sometimes we pray or we work really hard to get towards something. But whenever the opportunity is there for it to come back to us, we go missing. You know, one of the biggest lessons that I learned through this is to be present for your breakthrough. Oftentimes we go pray or we go work or we go do what we need to do to achieve something. But when the opportunity arises for us to receive it, we're not present for when it comes through. Don't allow yourself to get discouraged. Don't allow yourself to get distracted, because then when it comes, you're not going to be there paying attention.
And, of course, that was Malachi Monroe sharing it with us, how to also increase your courage, unwavering courage. You must do the unfamiliar, that talk. Make that call. Make that appointment. You know, to grow your courage, you cannot be afraid to take the next step. and then the next step, and then the next step.
Mm-mm.
Because your faith to overcome that fear is one step at a time. Because you really want to find out, what are you going to do? If you think about it, in the very beginning of the year, what are you going to do for the year? Your courage will help pull you through every challenge and every obstacle that you come into, because you know exactly where you're going. Oftentimes, our courage is weakened because we don't really know and have a definite purpose. We don't really have a definite plan. We don't have a definite goal for where we're going as leaders. And so when that challenge comes, when that problem arises, the courage is weakened in terms of taking the next step. So the starting point of leadership is to decide exactly what you want, how much of it do you want, and go forth. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives. And this has been show for today, discussing the factors of leadership as espoused by Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich, starting with the first factor, courage. Have a good day.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.